The top non-commissioned officers from the Florida Army National Guard have gathered at Camp Blanding up in Clay County near Stark to compete for the title of Florida NCO of the Year. That competition involves 2 days of physical competition, weapons and skills contests, and tests of their knowledge of Army regulations. Individual winners from around a half dozen brigades from around the state are there. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien catches up with the staff sergeant who won this year's top NCO honor from the 53rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team.
Arms downward, move. Right, face. From front to rear, count off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a balmy early February morning. The sun is just peeking over the horizon as the rumble of morning traffic rises. In the parking lot just outside the Pinellas Park headquarters for the 53rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, a couple dozen guard members perform calisthenics in unison.
1, 2, 3, 2.
Among them is the top non-commissioned officer for the 53rd Brigade. Staff Sergeant Idana Baez had to win competitions at the company level and then the battalion level before earning the brigade top honor.
This was a full day's worth of event. It was the question and answer portion. There was a written essay portion. There was a 6-mile road march with a 35-pound ruck.
That's a 35-pound backpack, but Baez still had to demonstrate her Army warrior skills.
So it included some medical tasks, some land nav tasks, weapons, and commo. And I won that. I did. So I like to joke that the non-commissioned officer of the year for the infantry brigade wears a skirt, because I wear a skirt with my uniform. And I think that's fantastic.
She beat out competitors from 2 infantry battalions, a field artillery regiment, and a cavalry unit.
They were all men, and I was just another competitor. Maybe they didn't see it till maybe the ruck march that I meant business, but it wasn't like a blowout, you know? Like, they all did really, really well, and we all encouraged each other.
The staff sergeant prepares for the physical competition by doing cross training and practice ruck marches, carrying an extra 10 pounds.
There's no way to get better at ruck marching other than to ruck march. You can see that my bag is packed over there, ready to go for tomorrow's practice. And then the rest of it is just knowing common soldier skills. So there's a lot of reading and reaching out to the resources that I have here to say, hey, can you help me with land nav?
Land nav is land navigation.
Land nav is always something that I've been really weak at. I once cried in a porta potty because I didn't pass land nav on my first try.
So she got coaching from a colleague to better her navigation skills. Her strength is knowing the Army regs.
Definitely the question and answer portion. I can remember stuff. I mean, I can't remember where I put my keys or my ID card. But if you ask me some random military fact, I'm all over that.
Which has the sweet taste of irony for Baez, who was almost thrown out of the regular Army 11 years ago.
My first duty station was Fort Drum, New York. Not an easy duty station. And I was not an easy soldier to deal with. I had attitude, I was insubordinate, I got in plenty of trouble, just on and on. And then the day had come where I had done too much, and I was getting kicked out the Army. My paperwork was done.
But the base chaplain, her commander, and several NCOs stepped up in her defense, so she was given a rehabilitative transfer to a new unit.
And when I got to that unit, I was like, dude, there's no way I'm gonna get kicked out. Like, I can't go back home and have nothing. So I just did my best.
Baez finished her hitch with the regular Army and then moved back to Florida and joined the National Guard, where she's now a staff sergeant, known for giving second chances to her soldiers, but they have to earn it.
I am 5'3", and I weigh 135 pounds.
Spitfire.
I am tiny but deadly.
Do you have a nickname?
Sergeant? No. I say that because it really bothers me when a non-commissioned officer is not addressed as sergeant.
Staff Sergeant Baez, now with 14 years of service, is on a mission to become Florida's top non-commissioned officer of the year. If she wins, Baez will advance to the regional NCO competition in the Virgin Islands. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Now, since the competition takes place this weekend, we have no winner to report just yet, but you can check in with Off the Base for photographs and the winner when we get the word at WUSFnews.org.